Okay, here we go. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the seventh and final parak in Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Aleph, Chapter 7, Law 1. We now shift to the last form of rebellion, and that's the sugi of the Ben Sorer Umoreh. Okay.
Bring up the
a nice happy ending to this section. Okay, we'll probably get halfway through today, Amir Hashem, and Sunday we should finish that, and then Monday we should start Hilchos Avil, the Laws of Mourning. Ben Sorer Umorer Ha'amar B'Torah, the case of Ben Sorer Umorer, who is mentioned in the Torah, Harei Nispar Shavo Skila. The Torah tells us explicitly that his punishment is to be stoned. La'onash HaKosav Elam Kein Hizer. However, he doesn't get punished unless there's a warning. V'heichan Hizer. And what is exactly the warning that we have over here? And I'm sorry, the warning I mean to say, let me backtrack, it means the punishment we have for the Ben Sorer. Remember, just like anything you get punished in the Torah, remember, there's got to be the warning that says it's going against Hashem's will. Remember we explained a couple of days ago? So where's the warning in the Torah? The Torah, the biblical warning. It doesn't say, thou shalt not be a Ben Sorer Morer. There's no such thing. It just says, if there is someone who is a Ben Sorer Morer, he gets killed. Okay, but where is the warning in the Torah against the Ben Sorer? Well, it says like this. It says, it's a little bit of a stretch here. It says, lo sochel al adam. The simple meaning is you don't eat on blood. And already there's many Gemaras talk a lot about this. Remember, you don't daven before you eat and things like that. But anyway, lo sochel achila hamevi al idei shvichas damim. Don't eat an eating that will bring you to murder. Now what kind of eating will bring you to murder? V'zo achilas ben sorer morer. This is the eating of ben sorer morer. That we know the whole halacha is sheina nerag el achila v'choeres shacha. He's only killed for disgusting type of eating, right? Shenemar, as it says, zolel v'savei. He's gluttonous. Okay, mipi hashmua. Rabbinically, we understand what does that mean. Lomdu shezol. What's zolel? Hu ha'ochel basar baravasunos. He eats meat ravenously. V'savei. What savei means? Hashos sheyayim baravenus, and he drinks ravenously. So therefore we're saying don't do an eating that will bring you to death, in which we kill him for this type of eating. So that's the warning in the Torah, and now the punishment is afterwards. Alright. Beis. Achila zushu chayv aleha. This eating that would make him chayv misa for dvorm harba yesh bahem. There's many conditions and limitations that exist, and only under these specific conditions do we give him the death penalty. They all are halacha l'Moshe miSinai. It's not written anywhere in the Torah, but it's what Moshe gave over. Let's explain what they are now. First of all, you don't get skila unless he steals money from his father. Guess he's not stealing from his mother, because mothers in those days didn't have any money. So she stole from the father. But theoretically, he could steal from the mother also, I guess. The yikne baser bezol. And he buys meat cheaply. The yayin bezol, and he buys the wine cheaply. And we'll see why. In other words, if he buys a very expensive wine and very prime cut of meat, then it's not going to work because it's something that's not usually what's going to happen. In other words, the idea is what we're afraid is he's getting into a habit. He's starting this. It's going to be an addiction. So he steals from his father. He buys a little cheap wine. He buys some cheap meat. And that's something he can maintain that behavior, because it's not an expensive lifestyle to maintain. Something that's an exorbitant thing, you know, he's not able to do this on a regular basis. So it's not something that's going to continue in his life. So therefore, it's got to be a relatively cheap meat, cheap wine, something that can repeat itself often. More than that, v'yochal v'yishta chutz mishos aviv, and he eats in a place outside of the father's control. Therefore, he has no fear of being in that place. So it's also something that can perpetuate itself, as opposed to in the father's house. He's going to be afraid he's not going to do that often, doing it under the father's nose. Right? These are all types of conditions that will make a trend that we see will continue in that way. Okay. Also, okay, he says it outside. Bachabura, he does it with a chevra of guys. Shekulam reikonim suchim. They're all, you know, empty fellows, lowlifes, etc., etc. So they're going to get him accustomed, you know, hang around with the guys, right? And a lowlife chevra. If he happens to be with a chevra of sophisticated people, they're not going to encourage him to continue it. So you see, he's got to be with a bad chevra of guys, bunch of bums, so, you know, dropouts, chavis, whatever, drug addicts. And those are the kinds of guys that he will just perpetually, they'll just feed off of each other, continue doing what they're going to do. Well, no, I might as well stop. It's a long one, yeah?
Isn't stealing on its own just enough? I mean...
Nope.
Not to kill.
Nope.
Kill.
You can't steal from your parents.
Nope, it's not enough.
It's just killing.
Wound him.
He has to show a very, what's the word? Like Fresser, you know, he's into his body.
Gluttonous?
Right. No. Stealing is still, so okay, he steals. It's kleptomaniac. But this is something that Mamish has this kind of behavior that's just a continuous behavior. It's going to lead him. The behavior is such that if we allow him this is a kind of behavior that will become a pattern that will go from bad to worse, etc., etc. Stealing once or twice isn't necessarily means a pattern. You're taking the money right away. You're going to McDonald's, buying a cheap thing of meat. You know, getting a cheap bottle of wine, and you go with your buds, and that's the kind of thing you'll keep doing over and over and over and over.
So before
and that's going to get worse and worse and worse till we will see, you know, what you're going
to
do.
Before it gets to worse, it's better to kill him off.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. But if he, you know, if he steals a tremendous amount of money from his dad, he can't do that often. He buys a, you know, really expensive meal, expensive wine, it's that. He's not going to do that for months and months if he's going to do that again. It's hard to develop the pattern that is required for us to kill him, that assuming he's going to get worse. Now, more than this, we have to see a more gluttonous behavior from the fellow. V'yochal habasar chai v'enachai. He eats it raw but not raw, like in between. All right. V'ena mavushol kederch sheganavachim. And it's not so well cooked the way the ganavim eat things. In other words, a ganav, when he steals, he hasn't got time for it to be well done. He's got to go back to the run. Right? That's like machol ben drusoi. Right? So when it's chai, it means it's cooked a little bit, but not totally cooked. It's semi-cooked, whatever. And that's the way that ganovim eat their foods.
Steak tartare.
Okay. V'yishta hayayin mazug. And he drinks the wine that it is diluted. Kederch shagargonim shosim. The way the fressers drink.
The alcoholics.
Okay. In other words, he doesn't put too much water, because if it's... then if he's going to drink too much water, he's not going to be drawn after it. So it's got to be mixed right, the right combination to make the wine a desirous type of wine. Now, v'hu sheyochal mishkal chamishim dinorim. He has to eat amount of meat that weighs 50 dinorim, which I don't have an English equivalency.
Yeah, they say between 2 and 350 grams.
Okay. 200 and
350
grams. 1,000 grams is a kilo, right?
No, an ounce is 30 grams. So 10 ounces would be 300 grams. 350 would be 12 ounces.
Okay, me busters that, and he eats this, okay, wow, bim lugma achas, in one shot.
Wow.
In one cheekful.
It says sitting here.
Okay, achilachas, I'm sorry, yeah. One sitting, without stopping. It says like one swallowing, but obviously, you know, that he doesn't, in other words, he doesn't like this. Usually a normal person chews, swallows, then bites another piece, chews, swallows. Here it's just, it's like one eating. He's chewing and chewing, and before he finishes that first bomb he chewed, he already has bitten into another one and chewing, and now he's got like the system is continuous. As he swallows, there's still food in there. He bites another piece. It's like one straight.
So there are so many conditions. Is there somebody like with a clipboard who's sort of checking off?
Yeah. Well, obviously, it's a Gemara that said it never happened. One Gemara. It's going to teach us what to be aware of. The yishtachatzi log miyayins of Abbas Akas has to drink a half a log of wine, which is 2 revios, so it's about 8 ounces or so, 8 to 10 ounces, also in one shot, meaning, you know, he's drinking and drinking and drinking. Okay, now, that is all what you have to do. If all these conditions do everyone, now we can kill him. You'll see, it's going to have more than once. But this is the type of eating and stealing and all these things that have to happen. Because that's the kind of thing that will be a continuous behavior that will just get worse and worse. However, what if the following conditions, we're going to not kill him? Gonav mishalav, he did steal from the father, but for ochel achilas ubershusavi, but he ate in the father's domain, so he was afraid that his father shouldn't see him. That's not going to be the kind of behavior he's going to repeat. Or shugonav mishalachem, or he stole from others. That's also not going to be typical. Usually a parent is someone you could steal with often, because he's in the house. From strangers, that's not going to be as often. For ochel achilas ubershusavi, so if you stole from somebody else, it doesn't matter where you ate it, and your father stole somewhere else, you don't get killed, because these are not the kind of behaviors that are going to continue. What if he stole from the father? That's good. I mean, that's going to, that can get him killed. That's a requirement. And he eats a disgusting type of eating. That's also one of the required check. Right, for shusachem and someone else's domain, check. But voisachilus mitzvah film of the rain. But it was a mitzvah meal, even rabbinically, like a bris or something like that.
Or your wedding.
Oh, achilas avera, or sinful eating. Afilim rain. Let's say in treif, even rabbinically, potter. Why? Because what do the parents say? Shinera, the pasuk says that when they bring the boy in, they say einenu shomea bikolenu. He doesn't listen to our voice. So meaning to say sheino over bachilasu el alkom. The only transgression about the eating is he didn't listen to our voice. Yotzezesha over b'al divrei Torah. But soon we'll go against someone who goes against the words of the Torah, right? So that's excluded. Or the eating of a mitzvah, because now you are listening to the voice of Hashem. So he's doing a mitzvah. So you're only doing it when it's an avera eating by of not listening to the parents. Kate said, let's have the examples here now. If he eats this disgusting eating with a bad chevra, but he's eating a dvar mitzvah, let's say a wedding or a bris, or eating kachim in Yerushalayim. Oh, she'achlu ma'aser shein Yerushalayim, or they're eating ma'aser shein in Yerushalayim. In other words, he stole money of ma'aser shein and he bought meat and wine in Yerushalayim, which is a mitzvah. I feel achlu b'tanchumei avelim. If he eats certain meals that are done in a mourner's house, when you come to comfort him, that's a type of a mitzvah meal. She mitzvah, it's a rabbinic mitzvah. Hareis apotter, you do not get killed. That's the example of mitzvah meals. If you eat nevelas and trefas and insects and bugs and like that, I feel achol. But if he eats on a fast day, that's a negative eating on a fast day. But he ate tray food. She had very famous rabbinically prohibited. In other words, he can eat kosher food on a fast day. Kosher on a fast day, but still prohibited. It's a fast day. It's rabbinically prohibited to eat. Hareza potter minamis, he does not get killed because he's missing that requirement. You only can be going against your parents. So only thing can happen when you're eating. If you're doing what God wants you to do, or you're doing what doesn't want God wants you to do, that's additional factors that are not part of what has to be.
Can all these negative actions lead to someone who's going to do murder to them?
This guy's I don't know.
Yeah.
The only thing is he's not listening to his parents. It has to be exclusively that. Gimel. Achol kol machol. Let's say he ate all kinds of foods. 50 pounds of food. But he didn't eat beef.
No beef. Chicken.
He could have had General Tao. He could have had chow mein noodles. He could have mamish raked it in. He could have ate a 10,000 calorie meal.
Like a reckless vegetarian.
even a meat eater. Okay. Just not a beef eater. Yeah. Could have 10 pizzas. He could have a pie eating contest, right? Whatever. Doesn't matter. But he didn't eat beef. Even though he eats fresher meal with chicken. Potter, he's not killed. What if he eats beef? But he didn't eat the whole 12 ounces of the beef. Let's say he had 8 ounces of beef and finished off the measurement with the chicken. Alright. Let's say a kazayas. So chayef. Then he's chayev. Interesting.
How much meat would he have to eat in order to make it?
It says a kezias of it.
So he just ate most of it. Beef?
No, he had most of it was beef. But he just finished it off. He topped it off with a little chicken.
What I'm saying is how much?
He had like 11 ounces, you know.
Does it say that though? Like, is there a minimum amount?
It doesn't give me a kezias. It doesn't say how much more chicken. I don't know if it's...
No, I made a beef.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, mostly. It's
mostly. No, he had mostly beef. Mostly beef. Yeah. He's just finishing it off with the chicken.
Okay.
Shasa called Mashka. What did he drink? A lot of drinks. You know, scotch. You know, but for lo shasa yayin, but drinking wine. So technically the guy could have Kentucky Fried Chicken coming out of his face. He could have a bottle of scotch. And there's
barrels and barrels of it.
No problem. Barrels of beer, right? He didn't drink any wine. You're potter. Dalit. Achal basar chai. What if he eat raw meat? Vishasa yayin chai. Or wine that's coming right out of the press.
Grape juice.
Grape juice. Potter. You're potter. Why shazet carry? That's a happening. It's not the normal way to do things. Who? A person will not be drawn to that kind of eating or drinking. If you eat meat that was salted on the third day after its salting, where the taste of the meat seems to be drawn out through the salt, so it's not exactly your regular kind of meat, or here's the wine right out of the press. Okay, I guess the other one was yayin chai meant was very too strong wine. I think in the beginning it was too strong wine.
I said undiluted.
Now he's saying yayin megito means wine right out of the press. Also potter, because that's not the kind of thing you're drawn afterwards. All right, so those are all the conditions. The first four halachos is dealing with the conditions you have to have to kill it. Now let's discuss the age. Hey, lo anish hakasav katan shaloba lechal mitzvahs. The Torah will not punish a ben sormar who is a minor, who's not of the age of punishment, means under 13 years old. Similarly, v'chein isha gadol, let's say a man, a boy who's grown up now, he's in his own rishus, he's his own guy. Ain an iskal, he doesn't get stolen, even though he eats this disgusting food, everything that would normally get you killed, but the Torah says he's a ben sorer. It's a ben, but not an ish sorer. It's going to be a son. A son. But if he's a grown-up kid already, young adult, so to speak, then he's too old already. Okay, so let's have an example. Via Shmuel Lund, we learn halacha much we say like this. Shein din ze ella beven shalosh esrei shana v'yom echad. This law begins with a boy who's 13 years and one day. Shehevi shtei saras, that he brought two hairs. Now that goes until, how mature can he be? Well, until he has enough hair, atchi yakiv kol hagid, until there's enough hair that surrounds that sexual organ. Okay? So that's the time where he is now, that's the time where he's not a cotton, but he's not considered a big fellow. Alright? That's that in-between stage. We'll see it's only a few months. Ve'achar sheyakiv haseir shekol hagid, once he has enough hair around that area, Harehu Bershus Atzmo, he's considered his own kind of person, Beinu Niskol, and he is not stoned. And now the Rambam gets more specific in Halach Avav. Kol Yomav Shel Ben Sor Mor Eina Ela Shloisha Chadoshim. All the time where it's possible to be a Ben Sor Mor is only 3 months. Me'achar Shovish Tesar, so time brings the two heirs, that's usually at the age of 13 and one day, and now you got generally 3 months. Why, and what's important about that? Because here's the technical point. Because he can get married at 13, and his wife can be pregnant already by then, and after 3 months, you could tell that she's pregnant. So now, the fetus can be recognizable within 3 months. So what does that help? The name of the pasuk says like this. When you kill it, it says, ben soramar, where a person has a son who's rebellious. But now, this young boy who has a 3 month pregnant wife, he's not just a son. What is he?
He's a father.
He's also a father to be. Right? The law of soramar. He's a ben soramar, not an of soramar, not a father who is rebellious. Holomad we learn, shimhiki vaser eskola gid kodim shashu shoshu shlamim, a race apart. So if he'd have enough hair to surround his organ before 3 months are up, he also will be potter, because I guess there's two different conditions here. if he's mature enough physically, or he's enough time has passed that he could, even though he is, even though he's not married, but he could be married and could be at the age of being a father already.
But at 13 years and 3 months, he still has all the obligations to his parents of fear and respect.
Yes, they, but they he's not a ben sorer morer.
But why don't those disappear also?
Why doesn't what disappear?
His obligations to be respectful and to fear. Why does this?
Keeping of an aim is a lifetime mitzvah.
So why does this one disappear?
This is like killing a kid. It's a very specific killing a kid for not listening. Now,
but he's still their kid.
But he lost out on a qualification.
There's a certain period of time. Now, the Hasidic Sforim explain that everything goes by the beginning. The beginnings are important. So when is this the beginning of this kid's life? When he's 13, for the first 3 months, that's the beginning of his adult life. If he messes up in the beginning, then we can assume it's going to continue. But if he didn't mess up in the beginning, so if when he's 14 he does this, then we assume it's hormones, it's whatever, you know, the start was okay. So something happens in midstream, we don't think that's so important. But there's a lot of credence giving to how something starts off. So if the foundation of his adulthood is of such a terrible way, then the assumption is it's going to continue that way and will only lead to destruction. That's the way the Hasidic form explained this.
But if he's not...
And so all Gzeres HaKosav anyway. You know, it's all Gzeres HaKosav. It's Hashem's infinite wisdom. We're just trying to get a little insight into what that wisdom is.
I'm just curious, it says son, not a father, but if he's not a father...
No, but he could be.
But he's not.
It doesn't matter. He's the age where he could be. And we're not going to start this one, we're going to kill this one, we don't kill. This one who's 13 and 3 months, we do kill. This one we don't kill. We have to make, he's the age where he could be a father. Once you could be a father, then that's it.
We have that many times in the Gemara. We have that many times.
We're very particular with our words. So we say...
Someone who could be a father.
Says a
he could only be a son, he couldn't be anything else. He's at the age where he could be a father. He could be a father. That's what it means. If he could be a father, so now we have to set times. And we can't say, you know, this one who's 12 years and 3 months, we kill. This one we don't kill.
You could say, we have to have conform. Oh, this guy is a son, but he is a father. His wife is pregnant or has a kid. So therefore you can clearly say, this is a son, this is a father. You can't, as opposed to saying, well, he could be a father. Sure he could.
Well.
I mean, if we're going to be that particular with our words.
No, it says, that's what they say. Someone who's worthy that he could be called a father at this age. Not that he is. That's what Gemara says. Someone who could be a father at this age. It has to be someone who can only be a son and nothing else. That's the age. If it's possible that he could be a father, not that he is a father, but it has to be where he could only be a son. It's a ben sarmar. So when could you only be a son? Until 13 and 3 months. Once in 3 months, you could be a father.
And can you get married at 13 if you haven't shown your hair? If you're not mature physically?
That's a good question.
Well, we've talked about cases of a cotton who could get married.
Okay. But he's not a cotton. He's 13.
But
he's not.
Okay.
The
I know, but we thought now we talk about his hair. There's a requirement that everybody
used to say, I have a bar mitzvah.
Right, right.
And they said, who's older?
Right. Okay, let's try one more. Yes? Yeah. Zion. Ketzad Tani Ben Sarmar. How do we judge Ben Sarmar? The father and mother bring him first time, first round, to a bezdin of three people. Then they have smicha that they're able to give lashes. Finally, they tell the three rabbis, the Nenu Zesarmar, our son is rebellious. And we don't believe them because they're relatives. So you have to have two witnesses that are not related that they saw the following. He stole from the father, bought meat and wine from what he stole. He ate the way we said he had to eat, and this was all after he was warned not to do it. The parents warned him in front of witnesses. Parents will not be believed, but the parents are the one Not the witnesses. The parents said, Chaim Yankel, don't do this. And the witnesses saw that he was warned, and they saw they didn't listen.
And they saw that the witnesses...
The Zohi Edus HaRishon. That's testimony number one. Now what happens to the fellow at that point? We don't let him go so easily. Right away. We lash him. She never goes. The Torah there says, V'yisro so. We warn him. And warning in biblical parlance means to lash. Right? And then the Torah says, V'yisro, and then listen. So that's step one. Now, Chaz, we're going to Mishal Aviv HaKol Yichlezo. Now, if he does it a second time after he was lashed in the court, he stole from the father, and he eats the way he eats. Then, Avivim Avino Solobez, and Shoshloshes, and now the parents have bring to a court of 23, because now it's an issue of killing him, and that's only in the court of 23. Now we have the witnesses, again, who saw this happen after the parents warned him the second time. That's the last testimony. Now listen to this. Even if the first pair is the second, it's the same pair. Doesn't matter. You don't have to have two separate pairs of witnesses. Same pair. Testified last week and not testified this week. Whatever. Now, once we've taken their testimony, now both can we have to check him. Maybe he's mature enough that he's has enough hair around the organ. If it didn't go around, and he has in 3 months, you have to have both conditions, either one of the conditions. You don't have either one. Government didn't finish the judgment. Like anyone else who gets killed by the court, and they lash him.
How much do you think he fit on the screen?
Are you moving it?
You're way behind.
Not moving, it's not connected.
Oh, sometimes that happens. It happens to me in the morning.
The first time it's ever happened to me.
It happens to me sometimes.
It happened, it fell asleep.
No, it does. It's
not for me or both.
See, we judge Paul unfavorably. You have to ask him for mechila.
It's the first time it's happened to me.
It's happened to me about 3-4 times in Gemara class. Something just fritzes out like that. Anyway, let's finish the last thing. Vedanisko, and he doesn't get last, Yehusham Shlosha Harishonim, until the first three are there. Which three are we talking about? The original three Dayanim who lashed him. They have to be there the second time too. Shenemar, it says, B'neinu Zeh, this son. What do you mean, this son? This son, Zehu Shalach Lefneirem, the one that was lashed before you already. So you have to have the other, now I don't know if the first three judges, let's say, died before it happened. It's not a long time. This whole thing is only 3 months, the whole thing.
Maybe a week.
Or whatever, theoretically. You know, if the kid was smart, he'd bump off the three rabbis.
And then he's got murder charges.
He's gonna die anyway.
Well, actually, if he's committed murder,
that's what's required. Okay, good place to stop.
So, Rabbi, if he's